That's our ring. Time for Lem and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, how are you this morning, Abner?
All right. Don't call me Abner no more, though. I'm Dr. Peabody from here out.
Doctor?
Yeah, doctor.
What key doctor?
For Caterbug. Or, I mean, the vines. I'm Dr. Peabody, A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y. I think them's initials Lum, give me.
Is Lum the one that made you a doctor?
Yeah, he's one. He's president of the Edison Peabody Chemicals Company, and he made me Dr. Peabody, head chemist. See, I'm a scientific now.
Sassy Fred. Sassy Fred. You know about as much about chemicals as some half-growed pigeon-toed youngin'.
Well, I don't have to know anything about them. The formula that we use is already figured out. All I got to do is just mix the stuff together. Lom says that my office in the company is higher than his, and he's president.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of spavin-legged huskin' chuckins to me. Whereabouts is Lom at today?
I don't know. He left out of here a while ago. That he's going out and try to sell some more of our potato bug spray.
Now, he oughtn't to have any trouble selling it. It'll sure clear your potato patch out for you, I'll say that.
Oh, it'll do the work. Ain't no doubt about it. And the nice part of it is, too, that the potato bugs won't come back. Once you spray them vines with that stuff, it'll knock a potato bug right flat on his back every time he tries to climb back on that vine.
Well, it's better than I thought it was, then. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. Just spray them once, and you're done for the whole season, I think.
How's it selling? Pretty good?
Why, yeah, we just can't keep it on hand. Sell it just about as fast as we can get it made up. We sold out all of that second batch that we made up already.
Yeah, it looks like you and Lum's going to make yourselves a right smart of money out of that.
Oh, my, yeah. Ain't no doubt about it, Grandpa. Well, we already made $34 profit.
No.
Yes, sir.
For the loamy pigeon-toed sake.
Just in a few days, yes, sir.
Well, I hope you don't forget your old friends whenever you get rich.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about me. I'm going right ahead speaking to everybody just like I weren't no better than there.
So many folks get terrible big-headed whenever they start getting rich that way.
Yeah.
Just hope you and Lum don't let it turn your head.
Yeah, well, we ain't. Me and him's both going over to the picnic at Cherry Hill tomorrow and just mix and mingle with everybody just the same as we always did.
Oh, you going over there for the annual butcher and grocery man's picnic?
Yeah, wouldn't miss that for the world.
No, I reckon not.
We're just going to close the store up and spend the whole day over there. You're going too, ain't you?
Well, I don't know. I was aiming on it, but Ben Withers sort of wants me to stick around here and play checkers or something.
Ben Withers?
Being a constable, he figures he oughtn't to go away and leave the town without no police protection.
Oh. I know this, Grandpap. If you ain't going, can I borrow that hat band of yours that says, "Oh, you kid," on it?
Well, sir, I don't know where that's at now.
You do, Donnie, too.
I've got a button that says "Chicken Inspector" on it.
I want that one, too. I want that.
I used to have one. It's a good one. It says, "I love my wife, but oh, you kid." That always got him.
Oh, I couldn't wear that. That Elizabeth would be a bump on my head if you heard about that.
I got a nice rubber return ball over at the house, but the rubber ain't no count on it no more.
Oh, well, I don't want that. Them things would get you in fights. You pop somebody, one of them. Big old slew-footed boy like to beat me to death over there a couple of years ago with that.
Yeah, I recollect that.
Well, I reckon, Grandpap, there won't be nobody left in town here for you to guard. You ought to go. They'll all be over at the picnic. You might as well be over there with them.
Well, Ben's feared somebody will break into the jailhouse if he leaves.
Oh.
So I guess I won't go after all.
That is going to be a fair class for the bully boys and sissy girls.
Worst part of it, Charity wanted to go awful bad. The sea strumpets invited us to ride over in the wagon with them.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth wanted to go, too, but Looks like she's just so fur behind with her crops that she can't get off. I told her this morning after that rain we had yesterday, she'd just better stay here and turn that ground while it's in good shape, you know.
Well, now, if she's wanting to go, Abner, them crops will keep, you know.
Oh, well, I doubt if there'd be room for her anyway. Me and Lom and Mose Moose and Caleb Weehunt's riding over there in the car at Dick Huddleston. Won't be room for her inside, and Elizabeth's just getting too old to ride the running board anymore, Grandpa.
Yeah, sure.
She'll be all right. I'll bring her some little pretty knock-knock of some kind back from the picnic, and she'll be just as happy as she went herself.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And then she'll be caught up on her work, too.
Yeah.
I'll bring her one of them Cupid dogs, if I can figure out some way to win one. Generally, she wins them herself, throwing a cat rack. I can't hit them things at all, but
oh,
you're...
I've seen her stand there a chunk all afternoon.
She brung back one of them big, chalk bulldogs last year, taking both of us to carry it home. Just love it. Sets it there in the house, barks at it, you know. And I might bring her a box of Cracker Jacks. She loves them things. Lust to get them little prizes in there.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, them little frogs, she'll click-clack them things, don't you, Mike? And I'll run you out of your mind with them.
I know it. Poor feller.
She loves picnics. I'll bring her a cornucopia of that cotton candy, too, while I'm at it. She loves that stuff.
Well, that's mighty thoughty of you to think of something like that, Abner.
Well, I've always said a feller can't be too good to his women folks, you know. Elizabeth works hard. Works awful hard. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart. I just hate to see her out there in the field in this hot weather. But looks like she just ain't happy less than she's got a plow handle in her hand.
Man, you've got a field of corn over there to be proud of, Abner. I'll say that for you. I just noticed it yesterday.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. I worked awful hard giving Elizabeth advice this year. I've sat there on a fence in a boiling sun many a day telling her how to plow that corn. And if her health holds up, I think I'm going to have a good year. Wait a minute. Yonder comes Lum right now if you want to see him.
Well, I never want to see him particular. I just wondered where he was at. Ain't saw him in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, we've been awful busy mixing up that farming and selling it. Cedric Weehunt's out demonstrating, you know.
Yeah, Cedric was over at the place yesterday wanting to spray our potatoes, but, of course, I told him we'd done already had some.
Yeah, well, he sold a lot of it, I'll say that.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, did you sell any more of the stuff, Lum?
Well, no.
Oh.
How are you, Grandpap? Oh, Tommy, I reckon, Mom. How's yourself?
Boy, just as fine as a E string on a fiddle.
I'll let Lum get some off.
Yeah, what's new?
Not a thing. Abner's telling me you're aiming on going over to Cherry Hill tomorrow for the butchers and grocerymen's picnic.
Yeah, looks like I'll have to.
Yeah, he's in the sack race, you know, and backstop for the fat men and the thin men's baseball game.
Now, don't go telling everything you know, Abner.
Did you get that union form from Cedric?
Yeah.
Don't get
that. He had a rose pinned on the bill of the cap.
I hate to see you in that outfit. Your legs look like two ropes with knots in it.
Yeah, I know. I don't look so good. I think they're going to call on me for a little speech, too.
Uh-oh.
Fact is, I've just been over to the place sort of brushing up on it a little.
You going to give that same speech you always give all about you starting out as a barefooted boy?
Well, no, I've changed it up some. Took some out here and put some in there, sort of like a woman making over old dress. You folks are aiming on being there, ain't you, Grandpap? I've got my doubts, some. Oh, you ought to go. Might not everybody's going to be there. Elizabeth says she's going, Abner.
Going to the picnic?
That's what she said. Just now talk to her.
Well, I thought she's down there in the field. Ain't she working this afternoon?
Yeah, she's working. That's where I seen her. Down at this end of the field. Stopped there at the end of the row in the shade to catch her breath just as I come by.
Oh, she'll use any excuse.
I insist on her going. Told her I'd let her have my place in the car. Luther Phillips told me I could ride over with him.
It's all right, she wants to go, but, Lom, I wish you wouldn't encourage her and kick his ass. Get her to where she won't be worth killing. Reckon it'll be all right with Dick for her to tag along with us.
Well, he ain't for sure he's going.
Huh?
His woman's been asking to drive over to Odin, spend the day with Ethel and the baby tomorrow, as long as he's aiming on closing up the store for the day.
Oh, well, if Dick ain't going, I reckon Elizabeth might as well go. I'll have to use the mules to drive over there with anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, there comes Ben.
Oh.
Wonder if he's going.
Well, he thought he ought to stick around town, Grandpap. Well, howdy, Ben.
Hello, Abner. Milford. How's everybody?
Grannies, what are you looking so serious-headed about, Ben?
Weevils.
Huh?
Things look bad, Lum.
What are you talking about, anyway?
How's that, Lum?
I say, what are you talking
about? Yes. I didn't realize it, but this morning I took a ride out in the country with Ezra Seastrunk on the feed wagon. Had a few deliveries to make. And as far as I can see, we're not going to have any cotton crop around here at all this year.
Well, I thought they had a good stand of cotton.
No, I did, too.
Well, the stand is all right, Milford. Coming along fine. But the boll weevil have set in. And everyone we talked to this morning said they won't make half a crop.
Oh, I do know. Boll weevil, huh?
The whole trouble, Lom, is the boll weevil.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Earl Pomeroy said if he could hit them off some way, he's going to do well to get his seeds back.
Yeah, again, them things get started, they'll wade right through a cotton field like a thrashing machine.
You know, that's going to affect business all over this whole pigeon-toed town.
Why, of course it will. It always does.
Yeah, we done an extra big credit amongst the cotton farmers this year, too.
Doggy, that's right. We sure did.
Well, as I see it, the whole trouble is the boll weevil. After thinking it over, that's the conclusion I come to.
Dennis, wait a minute. I believe I've got to hide it. Looks to me like anything that'll kill potato bugs will kill boll weevil.
You put your finger on the trouble right there, Lum. Boll weevil.
Grannies, listen to me, man. We'll take what we've got left of that formula, and me and Abner will run out and see what effect it'll have if we spray it on boll weevil.
Doggy, that's a good idea, Lum.
We've got something here that'll put a stop to them pesky things. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened to the cotton farm.
Why, sure.
Hurry up, man. We've got a fight on our hands.
Well, if the Hempstead formula will save the cotton crop, it might prove to be as valuable as its inventor indicated after all.